Hello and welcome to episode 538 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by the other two M's. So M's, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Joey, since you're the one that's not drinking,
sorry,
you go first.
Oh, he's always drinking.
He was drinking first, and I thought I was going to go to you, and then you started drinking, and I was just like, okay, you can't all drink at the same time, Joey.
We just started drinking for 40 minutes. Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter, JoeyMoser83.
Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me everywhere online at HeyDudeBake.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. Hi, guys. You survived the blizzard of 2026, Snowmageddon.
It's still going on.
Is it still snowing?
Well, it's just so cold that nothing.
Yeah. Snow's not going to melt.
Melting.
Yeah, no.
And the sun starts snowing again on Wednesday.
That's what I heard too, that it's supposed to start snowing again. I mean, my poor little dog can't, he's like hopping around. He can't do much. I feel bad for him.
It's a traditional North Carolina ice storm where we had sleet and snow and freezing rain and then one day of 3 hours of sun and most of it is gone.
Wow. Yeah.
That happens again. Don't sit on a guardrail. We all know what happens in an ice storm when you sit on a guardrail.
Oh, yes. I did think of the ice storm quite a bit.
Your butt stays on there? What happens?
No, you get electrocuted.
You get electrocuted like Elijah Wood in Ang Lee's seminal classic, The Ice Storm.
I don't remember. Did he die in that?
Yes.
Yeah. From getting electrocuted on a guardrail.
I forgot about that.
Okay. I really hope someone leaves a comment like, spoiler.
I was thinking of more of a Christmas story, like don't put your butt on there, it's gonna get stuck. That's
I mean if your butt is naked, then probably
yes.
Would get
and
stuck.
Wet.
It could still get stuck there otherwise. I don't know.
And Joey on a Saturday night.
That's why you can never see the bottom half of me. I'm recovering.
You old basketball looking thing, you.
Hey, I've seen him in assless chaps.
Oh.
On stage. Yes, he wore assless chaps on stage. I wonder if I have
or, I would like to point out that all chaps are assless.
Oh, so they're just chaps. Okay. He wore chaps on stage. Okay. With his butt hanging out. What was it for?
I was in the producers. When I was in the Keep It Gay sequence, they put me as like the leather guy because the director thought it would be funny. Yeah, you know. And that's the first time I bought my first jock strap, so never looked back.
Wow. Such a seminal moment in a young gay man's life, and you buy your first jock
strap. This was like 2 years ago. No kidding.
You know how, like, sort of not embarrassing, but a weird experience when you buy a jock strap and you have to show the director what you bought?
Oh my God. Wow. That is
weird.
He's like, that'll work. Great. Perfect.
Yep. Oh.
I don't really know how we recover from this.
No, I don't either. I feel like it's my fault.
What would happen, Clarence, is you stand up and you're an assless chap.
No, I'm going to stand up in my Grinch pants. Because
you have Grinch pants?
That's what.
Ooh.
Oh.
There they are.
Okay, there we go. Stink, that's very nice.
They're the most comfortable pair of pants I've ever owned, and I purchased them at TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
$13.
Clarence is a Maxinista.
This podcast is brought to you by TJ Maxx. Okay.
Oh.
I'm more of a Marshalls girly.
I'll take any of them.
I hate myself.
Stop talking now. Okay. This is supposed to be an Oscars podcast. But this is probably what I'll be wearing when I watch the Oscars at home on March 15th.
You're not coming to the extravaganza?
I haven't been invited to an extravaganza.
You're always invited to the extravaganza.
You know, I don't know. I have to see what's going on.
I'm waiting for something to come in the mail to finish the physical invitations.
I don't know. I'll have to see.
My mother is already harassing him about menu items.
Is Marie going to be there?
Oh, yeah, she's coming. Yeah. Right, she's probably running the whole show, right? We need to get her a chef hat.
There was at one point where, so a bunch of Pittsburgh friends come every year. Hey, Robin and Bruce.
I remember
I was saying that This year, the party's going international because we have my friends Lingesh and his boyfriend James are coming. They're from Toronto. So they're coming in for the first time. So it'll be the most international Oscar party yet. So we're going to make sure it's on the
Yes.
up and up. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. All
Wear the
right.
pants anyway.
I could, yeah, absolutely could do that
Good.
because it will be Columbus. It'll be cold there,
Yeah.
right?
Probably.
Probably.
All right. As I said earlier, we are talking about the 2026 Oscar nominations tonight as we are recording. And we took a little bit of time. We took some breathing space because we are not the reactions podcast people. We don't record ourselves watching the nominations and throw. What would you call them? Over exaggerated? I don't
I
know.
thought you were going to say throw legs into the air. That's what
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
You know,
I don't have the
if
insurance for that.
nobody would get this, but if Saturday Night Live were really, really funny, then I think that there's a skit there where somebody like just starts hacking off body parts or something like that. Like a mix the old Julia Dan Aykroyd, Julia Child with like
Yeah.
an Oscar nomination reaction video or something like that. I don't know if you guys saw the last weekend. They did do a they've got this recurring skit of women playing four teenage boys who are doing a podcast.
Oh, I haven't seen
And
that.
one of them is Sabrina Carpenter. It's really, really funny. I definitely recommend that. I think it's pretty spot on. That nailing that sort of that culture and that like Twitch and YouTube, you know,
Yeah.
raised that
Yeah.
culture. It's really funny. Although last weekend's episode or Teyana Taylor's episode was really bad.
Oh, see, I heard such good things about it.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the grandpa sketch was really great. And then I saw I love the one battle after another, like
Yes, that
the
was funny.
toy one. But
Yes,
I
the
also
Mattel
think that's
toys.
only funny if, well, I don't know. I'll have to find out if my mom found it funny because she has not seen the film yet. But then they also, I saw somebody say it was reheated nachos because they've also done that before with a different movie. And
Yeah, they did.
from what I saw, I thought it was funny, but I haven't watched the whole thing. So
She's an incredibly talented person, and I felt like it was one of
yeah.
those things where they didn't know how to use her well. And so they just inserted her into generic black woman skits, like where she played a gate attendant who was trying to entertain people while the plane was continuously getting delayed. And I just didn't think it didn't suit her capabilities or her talents very well, I don't think.
I'll have to check it out and report back. I just love her, and
Yeah, she's great.
I've loved her whole vibe on the red carpet, vibe at award shows, very much a team player for the one battle after another group, and you love to see it, as they say.
And I love that she's taking cooking classes.
She's like incredibly
She does
talented. Like,
everything. Like,
yeah.
it's kind of
Yeah.
nuts.
Because wasn't she also going to, like, did she get her master's or something? There's something else that she did
What?
recently that I was
Good
like, what?
God.
And she also has kids. Like, I think she has at least one kid.
She has two.
She has
I just
two?
rewatched. Jason wants to watch all the Best Picture nominees. So last night we watched one battle after another, and man, like she. I mean, this isn't new information, but like she really fucking captivates you in that first like 40 minutes. My God.
I would love to see her win. I mean, don't get me
Me
wrong. You know,
too.
I would love to see Amy Madigan are both. I mean, anybody in that category really is great. But those are the two that I really want to win.
So let's talk more in depth about our reaction to these nominations. We have a record-setting year with Sinners beating the decades-held record set originally by, excuse me, All About Eve, and then tied by Titanic and La La Land with 14 nominations, and Sinners received 16 nominations. And I knew when as I was watching the nominations, of course, I was deadpan watching the nominations with zero reactions. When I saw Delroy Lindo get in there, and I was like, oh, so we are going record territory, because I was like, what? That's not, I didn't expect that at all.
David Phillips, though, predicted
I
that, and
didn't.
give mad props to him.
Absolutely.
I was surprised that it had so many, because I feel like, I don't know. I mean, it was a huge movie. I also think movies have changed since La La Land. Like, and I was surprised, I guess, because I didn't. I don't know. I always think of, like, is it on par with Titanic? But I guess it's on par with La La Land to me. So I still think nothing should beat Titanic's record, because that was just like a global phenomenon. But so I guess that was kind of surprising, but also kind of cool too.
Well, it's the kind of movie, and I wonder if you're gonna see, like, if people, if studios really care about, or if filmmakers really care about Oscars, I wonder if you'll see like a more films like this. But it's, you know, a period set music heavy film. I mean, it hit all of the, with a supernatural element. So you had the
Right.
makeup, you had production design, you had FX. You know, just it just hit every single below the line category. There was nothing that it missed. And that it also
Right.
was a really great movie, because
Yeah.
people, and that they really loved. And I want to talk about whether or not, well, again, I guess we could start here. Most everybody still has one battle after another winning. And I was wondering, I'm still settling on this, and of course we've got guilds to come up to kind of infer, or influence our predictions. But I was wondering if the fact that Delroy Lindo got in, but Chase Infinity did not, tips the favor to Sinners, like a 60-40 or a 51-49 split, that kind of thing. I'm just curious, what do you both think?
Do you want to go first, Joey? Yeah, as you were drinking.
Sure. when am I not?
You said it.
So yeah, well, yes I did. The so interesting enough, like, when the nominations came out, and, like, you know, at, it was like a couple hours after the ceremony, Jason was texting me, and he was like, does this mean that Sinners is the front runner? And I was like, well, as of late, the movie that has the most nominations isn't necessarily always the front runner anymore.
La La Land being a perfect example.
Like Emilia Perez led last year, it did not, it won two. And then I was just like, I was like, it's probably gonna win right now. I was like, it's probably gonna win score, it'll probably win sound, it'll probably win screenplay. And I was like, and maybe that's it. And then, like, a little bit later, I thought about it, and I was just like, actually, it could win. It could, I mean, it could win a bunch of other things. I don't know if this means, like, supporting actor feels very kind of all over the place right now. I was like, could it be Delroy Lindo? I don't
That's who
know. And
I'm
then I
predicting right now.
really, I don't know. I thought, I was like, well, it could also win. I don't know if this, I was like, maybe, I don't know. I saw some people saying Michael B. Jordan could maybe pull an upset. I don't know. Does this mean Ryan Coogler is going to win Best Director? I don't know. I'm actually wondering if it'll end up being a split, going back to a split year again. But then I don't know. I kept going back and forth and thinking, are they going to let, are they going to vote for a genre? It is a genre period piece, horror, win Best Picture. That would be insane. It would be awesome, but then I think a lot of people also said it breaking the nomination record is insane. So I don't, is this like the start of a new era? I don't know. I'm glad to see they've embraced horror a lot more. I mean, we saw it, we've seen it in the last couple of years. I mean, Demi Moore came really close to winning. I mean, in my heart, I've got, last 2 years, I've not liked the Best Actress winner. It's been really, really upsetting. But I think it proved, if anything, I'll make a point, that for weeks and weeks and weeks, we had assumed one battle after another was just taking it. And now I wonder if it is way closer than we expected. to be. And maybe it's going to be like one of those nights where it flip-flops between, well, one battle won this, but Teyana Taylor won, and then this happened. Oh, but this means, they both won screenplay. Like, is this going to be a thing where it's like it's really down to the wire? I don't know. I think it actually just makes it super duper exciting, and I hope it makes it a lot more fun to watch. I don't know.
Megan, what do you think?
I still think that one battle after another is the front runner, but I do think that like this, like you said, this shakes things up a bit. I mean, I don't want to compare Sanders to Barbie, but I think it'll win more than Barbie did. But I do think that we were all excited about, Barbie being nominated for things too, and that was a like a blockbuster type of film that was pretty huge. And I think that, I mean, that only won two, right? Did it win or one? I can't even remember.
One song,
Yeah, just song, I
Just
think.
song, which is a crime, I think, because I think that movie is, well,
Should
again,
have won
last
production
week,
design, but
yeah, there were so many things
yeah.
that it could have won for. But I think that I worried at first that like maybe Sinners was going to be like that, but I think you're right. It's going to win score. I think it's going to win more than that. Probably sound. Maybe not. I don't know about maybe, but I think Delroy Lindo is going to win. But I do think that at the end, I hate this phrase. At the end of the day, I think that Oscar voters will be like, let's give it to Paul Thomas Anderson, because even with last year, we were questioning whether Anora, I mean, I was like adamant, Anora can't do it. Anora can't do it. But Anora was the like, what do they always say that like the most, the correct answer is always the most logical one. And I do think that Anora was the most logical one. And I wanted to go against logic last year, but I think that one battle after another will probably win.
You're probably right. It is the oh, sorry. I'm wearing a new sweatshirt and I just realized the tag is still on. Call me Minnie Pearl.
That reference.
You're probably right. And I think part of me is predicting Sinners because I want it to be a little bit more of a contest.
And
And
I
I
that's what
but
I was doing last year too.
yeah. Yeah, and I do think you're right, Joey, where I think it's probably going to be neck and neck all night long because like I have Sinners winning cinematography because
Cinema,
of
yeah.
the extra work that they had to do to capture the dual performances of Michael B. Jordan. It's not just that it's a pretty picture, there's a lot of technology that's involved in there. I don't know. They were really good about showing scenes of him with that camera that's like 360 degrees around him so that they could capture his twin performance. So but I don't know, it probably does end up becoming one battle after another because I think that's the film that they feel is more now because of the immigrant crisis in America right now. And I think it centers Does what is the current what is the modern political thing that's I mean there it is kind of about immigrants too. I mean, but it's
It's
not
about racism and white
yeah.
supremacists too. It's got a timeless appeal in that way, sadly. But I get what you're saying too. And I also do think that they're gonna be, I mean, we were just talking about Demi Moore. She got close to winning, but she didn't win. So like, are they gonna embrace a vampire movie? I just can't see that. I just can't, I don't know.
I'll wait for the Producers Guild to weigh in, and if it's one battle at the Producers Guild, because I don't see one battle winning SAG. I think that's probably Sinners.
You probably are right. I do think though,
Or sorry, the
Sinners is
actor.
not, that's right. Sinners is not going to go home any empty-handed though. That's the
No.
good news, I think.
And
So
also to the point about cinematography, also that would make if the woman who her name's Autumn, I'm forgetting her last name, she would be the first woman to win cinematography. I think only three or four women have ever been nominated. And she's a person of color. Not saying that's why people vote for her. The work itself. I started watching Sinners again, the day the nominations came out, I just had it on, and I every time I looked up, I was like, holy fuck,
It's
this movie
pretty
is pretty. It's
beautiful.
so beautiful. It's weird
Yeah.
that like a vampire movie is so like gorgeous. Like some of the like big like I was like landscapes, but some of the like wider shots showing like the sky. There's probably I would actually really like to watch that movie again and just look at like how the sky changes color because like night is so important to like a vampire story. So I don't know. I think there's so much like if going off the top of my head, I was just like basically One Battle and Sinners is gonna go head to head pretty much in every single category. The only category that neither of them are nominated is Best Actress. That's like the
Yeah.
Sinners One Battle After Another breather. That right there. So,
It will
And
make
to answer
like
your question about Chase Infinity, whether that was I still was not I was never convinced she was going to get in
no.
that category. And that doesn't speak to her performance or speak to the quality of it or anything. But I think that it was just a crowded year, and I think they're very they don't like to like always reward like introductory performances. Even like I really thought Miles Keaton would get in before Delroy Lindo. And so even there they kind of snubbed that like pretty great first performance in a film, I think. But so I never thought that I know that a lot of people were predicting her, but I never thought that was I thought it would be Kate Hudson or Amanda Seyfried, and I picked Amanda Seyfried out of my heart. But Kate Hudson is also worthy in there too, and has a great performance.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
Matt.
go ahead,
Sorry, go ahead.
Johnny. I just want to say one quick, very, 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 very quick thing. I got very tired and had to put Twitter down on Thursday because of all of the Kate Hudson hate. And I'm like, just
Was
because
really
she got
annoying.
nominated and beat out your favorite, not your favorite, Megan, but
Right.
the community's favorite, Chase Infinity, doesn't mean that Kate Hudson gave a bad performance. Yes, I did not like the movie, but she was very good in it. And
Right.
she is
Yeah.
deserving of that. And it just, if you couldn't see her getting nominated, then I understand you went with your heart. And that makes total sense. And it very easily could have been Amanda Seyfried. I mean,
Right.
she could have gotten the single nomination for that film because she was the
Right.
film. But I mean, the narrative was there. You had Goldie
Right.
Hawn and Kurt Russell. You had her 25 years since her last nomination. You had her coming back.
She's
And
been
it, yeah.
singing and performing like in LA for the last couple years too. Like,
Right.
there's that whole part.
Yeah. So, I mean, it should not be a surprise, and people should not, bring the hate because of that. Joey, what were you going to say?
Well, sort of going with the Kate Hudson thing is, she was campaigning her ass off in those
She
last
really was.
couple of weeks. She really was. She was really kind of everywhere. But also, I kept flip-flopping about Best Actress, and Chase Infinity was in my last spot, in my fifth spot for a bit, and then I thought about there's always some. I don't know if this is some. This isn't as pointed as it's going to sound. I'm not saying this is what I considered, especially with Chase Infinity. I was like, there's always something that is going to piss off everyone so much. And I was like, what is going to be that thing? And I was like, it's going to be Best Actress. It's going to be somebody who, I will say, Chase Infinity has been. She hit every single place. She hit Golden Globe, SAG, I'm sorry, actor, Golden Globe, actor, what, BAFTA long list, everywhere. And then there's all of those people that miss out at the very, very end. And
Like Ariana Grande.
like Ariana Grande. Well, that is a
That was a
whole,
heartbreaker.
yeah,
That was
we'll get to that
crazy.
in a second.
Yeah.
Let's wrap the One Battle.
Yeah, it's just that I thought I actually also wondered, Kevin brought this up to me, and I thought it was a really good point that remember when I wonder if there were some people who, because when they made the switch, they made the switch early on from supporting actress to lead actress, because everybody kept saying it was Leo's movie. But they made the switch from supporting to lead very early in the campaign. And I do wonder if there were people who thought that she was more of a supporting player and they put her in supporting rather than lead. So maybe a ton of people did vote for her, but that is sort of like where that would be the like kind of like correct vote splitting thing, because people maybe have been putting her in two separate categories.
You can't prove this, but I do think that impacted Ariana Grande and Paul Mescal and maybe Chase Infinity, where they're being pushed, and sometimes people will agree that, you know, a Kate Hudson performance is actually a lead and not a supporting actress, and so she doesn't split votes against herself in two different categories. But I did see an anonymous Oscar ballot voter that did vote for Ariana Grande in Best Actress for Wicked.
Oh,
And that was
wow.
really weird because you never see changes like that
Yeah.
in those kind of ballots. So, you
Yeah.
know, obviously there's a whole thing with Wicked. We'll talk about that in a second. But you know, with Paul Mescal, I mean, I rewatched Hamnet, and my family watched it for the first time this weekend. And I just don't know how you nominate that movie for screenplay, actress, actor, director, and picture. And not nominated him. He is
Right. I know.
so amazing in that. Like
He really is
it's,
great.
I don't know. Anyway,
Yeah, bummed me out.
I do want to talk about our favorite nominations, our biggest disappointments, and what was the other thing I was mentioning? Yeah, our surprises, our favorite nominations, and our disappointments. I would say my surprise was the Sinners 16 nominations. I knew it would get a lot. I think I was predicting 15. I was shocked that it got 16. What was your biggest disappointment, Joey? Is this where we segue to talking about Wicked?
So the thing I'll say about Wicked, the thing that I'm actually just more like puzzled with that because, okay, I understand people's opinion about that movie. I too like the first movie better. I do think people's reactions to the second movie, not the just plain old negative reactions, but the like the really insane hyperbolic reactions to that movie really kind of, I felt like I was just fighting it the whole time, and I had to like be like, I also think it's not as good as the first one. But the biggest disappointment that I had was with that is I thought it was so safe in costumes, in production design and makeup. I think a lot of other places that I was predicting it in, they were more like wishful thinking predictions. Like I assumed Song was safe because Stephen Schwartz's name was on Stephen. It's Stephen Schwartz. I knew Score was like a little bit of a pipe dream, but whatever. And I knew it was going to decrease in nominations because people weren't as crazy as the second movie. But I am genuinely baffled because it hit everywhere. It hit, I think, eight shortlists. It hit everywhere it needed to, almost in the long list categories at BAFTA. It kind of bummed me out that, not even necessarily that it didn't land where I thought it should, but it felt like it in almost pointed effort to not nominate it everywhere. And that kind of disappointed me in terms of the guilds nominate the actual work, regardless of what they think about the quality of the movie. Like Norbit was nominated for makeup. And I know that like Norbit has legendary people working on it and stuff like that, but like I think it's kind of a bummer that like Paul Tazwell, who just won, sure, wasn't recognized for doing something different. You know, the first gay black man to to first openly gay black man, I think, to win an Oscar in definitely in that category. But it's just that kind of bummed me out, and kind of I'm not like I won't say broke my heart a little bit. And it was just sort of like, but you guys just recognize the work. It's sort of like I don't know. It just that bummed me out. And also I'm really bummed about something that really that only I care about is Snow Bear did not get nominated in animated short. That really bummed me out. That is a beautiful movie, I think. Animated short. If nobody has watched it, I think it's on YouTube still. So I was so sure about that. And man, I whiffed it on some of the shorts categories.
Yeah, with Wicked, I'll get to your biggest disappointment, Megan, in a second. I think I might know what it is, but
Not sure it's like what it would be,
while
but
I was assuming it was going to be, the Anne Lee, the Testament of Anne Lee,
oh,
and
of course, I didn't really expect that to get
yeah, but I couldn't help but as I was thinking about it on nomination day, I couldn't help but wonder if there was not that everybody in the Academy just single-handedly decided. We don't like that you cut this into two different movies for money. And we don't think that the story really justified 5 hours of film. So therefore, we're not going to nominate anything from the second film. But I do have to think when they sat there and looked at their ballots, they're like, okay, well, the costumes were kind of similar to the last one. I don't feel like voting for that again. The production, even though I disagree with this, I wondered if they thought, okay, the production design, they're in the Emerald City again. It's kind of the same. There were new locations, it was different. But I just have to wonder if they're like, I nominated that last time. I'm not gonna waste my nomination on
sure.
this time. But the fact that they did that uniformly up and down the ballot for 24 categories was insane.
It was like, oh. Like they started with supporting actress. And I was like, all right, Ariana Grande is not getting in. It's gonna have a bad day. And then I was like, really? It's not gonna get in for sound. It's not gonna get in for
Song, any song?
costumes. Like I was like, oh, geez, fucking Avatar. Really? All right.
That was to get into surprises. That was my biggest surprise, how weird the costumes category is this year.
And
I
what
didn't like
is
it.
really like, I mean, I guess I don't know the story behind, I haven't seen it at the new Avatar, and I don't know the story behind the costumes or anything, but isn't it mostly, is it digital? I mean, maybe it's a
Yeah.
really interesting story about costumes, but I also
I.
thought that was a kind of, not a slap in the face, but like, hey, we really don't like Wicked because Wicked's costumes would be such an easy, like you said, like an easy nomination there. And it's like, we're gonna go out on a limb and give it to Avatar, which I don't even know. Is this their first costume
Yeah,
nomination?
I think
It's
so.
crazy after this for three movies. That's wild.
Yeah, Deborah Scott, who did the costumes for Avatar. I mean, she has an Oscar. She won for Titanic. I saw a video. No, I watched like 2 seconds of it, and I didn't have the sound on because when that happened, I was like, "What's Avatar's costumes?" And I looked up a video of it. It looks like they made a bunch of stuff practically, and then probably like integrated it in with the visual effects. I
Probably
would
like
have to.
really interesting to learn. Like I would
Yeah.
be love to talk to, well, I know you've got all the costume designers covered, but like I would love to read that conversation because I bet it's really interesting.
I'd be very curious about that. But that was also my, I think it's, jumping off what you said, Clarence. That was my biggest, like, what the fuck, moment of the day, to be honest.
And it wasn't even like they were, it wasn't even because they ignored Wicked in that category, which is,
Right.
it is what it is. It's because, like, there were so many, like, Hedda had gorgeous costumes. And, the production design of Hedda, just a lot of things. There were a lot of films that had Anne Lee. There was just so many films that had so many wonderful crafts. And it just, Jalal warned us that this was going to happen where they were going to go to the same four films up and down the ballot, and they pretty much did. And it excluded lots of great little nominations that we would normally see in a year which is less dominated by big films.
Which is why I was excited to see Kate Hudson get in for Best Actress, because that would have just that I mean that's the only nomination for that film, and that shows that it kind of shakes things up a little bit.
Yeah. So what was
Yeah.
your biggest disappointment?
Ugh. I don't really think I had anything huge. Like, no, because I it was kind of as expected. Like it would have been like Chloe not getting in would have been a big like even though I predicted I thought somebody would get snubbed from Hamnet. I just didn't think it would be Paul. But that would have been an upsetting thing. But I'm glad that I was wrong, because I was really worried about that. But no, I think for the most part, they're pretty good. And I wanted to say that I was excited to see some like reaction videos, like from two people exchanging saliva. The filmmakers there were really cute and sharing their excitement. I mean, I also think it's got to be so exciting for these for the short films, since we have so many followers of from the short films, and Joey does such great work talking to all of them, and it was great to like be kind of following these campaigns this whole year, and then seeing things come to fruition. So that was exciting to see. Yeah, that was probably my favorite part, actually, was seeing the in real time these filmmakers from the short films and artists celebrate. That was probably my favorite part.
I do have to say, I knew I was going out on a limb here, but I was disappointed that Fantastic Four didn't get nominated for production design. It's such a beautiful world that's created in that film. And I understand Marty Supreme, I understand Sinners, I understand Hamnet, I understand Frankenstein. I look at, one battle after another. I look at that and I'm thinking, what about that is so amazing in terms of its production design, in terms of the locations and the sets that it creates. Like, I feel like it's a very modern, current world, and a lot of, we don't often get modern production design winning unless it's, big, expansive buildings. But I just think about the locations in there, and I'm like, yeah, it was good. I just don't think top five of the year when I see it, but.
I think about though how like the scene with Benicio del Toro, like following him through through that building, and
Right.
like all the intricate trap door, and I think of things like that. I think of that room that where Chase takes the paternity test.
Right. And
So
the
there are some
Christmas
really
Adventurers
interesting.
Club.
Yes, there are
Yeah.
some really interesting set pieces there, but I totally get though. I but guess what though, Clarence? Jurassic Park got in for
I know. I know. I thought of you when it popped up there. I was like, oh, I'm going to hear
the
about that one.
one. I know. I was like, oh, Megan's going to be able to
was
brag
like
for
Jurassic
weeks.
Park got in. That was just a random one. So,
It's
but
random.
I totally get what you're saying though, because especially with like thinking about like Fallout, that's what I didn't see Fantastic Four, but if it's anything like the Fallout stuff, which I suspect it kind of was, that's such an interesting look and so different. And so, yeah, you always hate whenever something different doesn't necessarily get in. So.
Well, I should have known that it wasn't going to get in when Fantastic Four wasn't shortlisted for visual effects, which,
Yeah.
I do think that film had one of the best visual effects of any Marvel movie in the past couple of years, probably
Wow.
since Endgame. I feel like it's the
I
one
would
that's
probably say
really,
almost ever for their movies, yeah.
I don't know. I just really love that movie. I just had such a great time watching. Anyway, Joey, your biggest surprise.
I honestly think it's the makeup thing. I mean, the makeup, or not the makeup, the costumes thing. It just kind of baffled me. I mean, I guess in a way that it makes me wonder, like, I think the joke often with costume design is most costumes. That's still an apt thing. But This is, I guess, in a delightful way, something that it proves that they are, paying attention to the craft. Maybe we a lot of people need to do that. I kind of am glad that costumes is not a shortlisted category. It kind of bummed me out whenever cinematography is not normally a shortlisted category. This is the first year that it was a shortlisted category, and it kind of I kind of wish it wasn't, because sometimes I think there are some like really great surprises in there. Like I think remember in like 2006 or 2007, like The Black Dahlia nominated for cinematography. Who the fuck knew? That surprised me. And something that I would say that I was very happy about, it was the first thing that was announced, was Elle Fanning, for Sentimental Value, who felt like she was in for a little bit and then she kind of fell out. I've been a big fan of hers for a while. If her publicist is listening, please answer my email, so I can talk to her about this movie. I think it's a really Sentimental Value did very well. I mean, got in director, picture, four acting nominations. So that kind of like probably maxed out. I think it didn't get casting, but it did get an editing nomination, which I thought was
Did.
pretty fun. So I'm back on the upswing again for Sentimental Value, one of my favorite movies of the year. I'm glad it didn't really miss a ton.
I was gonna say, have we thought about the, I know Sinners has the most nominations ever, but it's also we have the casting one this year. So does that make it, normally would it just be this tied with Titanic and
No,
all?
it would have 15 then. If
Oh,
Sinners
so
didn't get it surpassed all those like historic movies by two.
wow, that is wild. That's so crazy. I didn't realize that.
So it's
Okay.
gonna be like very, very, very hard for something to break Sinners' record or even tie it.
Yeah. Well, which is crazy, especially since, like, people aren't going to the movies, which hopefully people that'll change, but
And remember, Titanic had sound effects and sound effects editing.
Right, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Which
sound or
Sinners
sound mixing, sound
sound mixing, yeah, whatever that,
sound editing. Joey used to always explain that to me every year.
It's the foley, it's the trees, it's the
I
people, the
love
foots
that stuff.
walking in the leaves. So what was your favorite nomination, Megan?
Mine? I don't know. They were all great. There wasn't anything completely surprising to me other than Elle Fanning. That like those somebody said those two words kicked off. Those were the most surprising words of the entire nominations, which I do believe it was like, whoa, they're coming to play, Elle Fanning. I guess I just it's a good year. I everything that I expected to be nominated was other than, Anne Lee. Anne Lee I knew was not going to be like, it's not. What makes me sad about Anne Lee is that it's the same kind of filmmakers as The Brutalist, which The Brutalist took home a like how many so many nominations last year, and it's also an epic, and about a figure, and I don't know. It just I always, I'm putting on my little feminist cap, and I'm like, is this because it's a woman, and she wasn't believed then, and she's not believed now, and
Funny.
underappreciated now. It pisses me off, but I also mostly am upset that it wasn't shortlisted for music because I think the music is really incredible and makes me sad. But yeah, there wasn't anything that I was like that was my favorite, but I'm just glad Amy Madigan is in probably. That's probably even though I knew she was going to get in, but I wish Weapons got maybe casting or something else, but because I don't think it's her not getting that not getting in for casting or like makeup or anything probably speaks to that it's going to be Teyonah Taylor. But I love the fact that Amy Madigan is there because it's a great performance.
Same
I
category
do.
from, oh, go ahead, Joy.
Sorry, I'm not sure who said it online, but if you think about it, I mean, they to not draw a parallel between The Brutalist and Wicked, but both of those movies in terms of the teams of their movies were both nominated and they won things. So maybe it was a rejection of like, you were here last year, go away. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. Sort of like what you were saying, Clarence, but maybe that same thing could be said about Ann Lee. But it felt like Ann Lee just sort of never latched on for some reason. I feel like the
It
studio kind of failed it, and
only came out last week.
yeah, I just
Fucking
don't think
nuts.
people saw it. I just think
I don't think people saw it either.
they should have held it to
Yeah.
next year, because I think it was just this year it was too crowded. I think they were thinking they were coming off of, the Venice premiere, and there would be a lot of momentum coming after that, and it didn't really happen. And I think it needed,
Yeah.
gentle care that Searchlight would normally give it, and I just think they just got it too late.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
weird.
they acquired it too late. They released it too late. It just felt like they kind of like we have it and we're not going to do anything with it. Sort of like they Rapunzeled that movie. They're like, they're going to put it high in a tower and no one can play with it. Blah, 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 blah.
My favorite nominations probably, I mean, we kind of knew this was happening. I think everybody had predicted it, but my favorite nomination still is the same category as you, Megan. It's Wunmi Mosaku, who, I feel like we
Yeah.
not discovered her, but watching her in His House and then Lovecraft Country, and then just having her pop up and be my favorite thing in so many things, including Sinners. Just and that character that she plays is so unique. This, sexual black woman who's also into voodoo and is not an is just such a formidable force in that. When she dies, I miss her. Spoiler alert, but when nearly everybody in that film dies, so or
That's true.
not. When she's gone, to me, the film loses a little steam because she's not in it.
Yeah,
And
I
I
agree
think
with
that's the
that.
hallmark of a really great, memorable
Yeah.
performance. I was very excited to see her there.
I do
Man.
want to say my biggest disappointment is that I didn't have the mostly witch category that I really wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're
That would have been
so
great.
close. We're so close. So,
Maybe
yeah.
they'll still get Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman out to present supporting actress, because there's
Yes.
two witches.
And then they'll drag Ariana Grande out and kick her while she's down.
Now, I really hope that they don't do something like bringing Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande out to sing a song in this,
No.
don't
Oh
do that.
God. Let it die. Something I will say something that made me a little glad because we've been enduring this like barrage of hate for that movie the whole season. I was like, I'm glad. I'm glad. In a way, it's kind
Right.
of over. I'm so over people bitching about those movies, which everyone has the right to. They do, but it's like it's real annoying, guys.
I'm so over people bitching about movies that they loved 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Like
What do you mean?
I see all this hate for Everything Everywhere All at Once, which was not one of my favorite films of that year. I mean, I love that movie won, but like it wasn't like my I did it I didn't respond to it like other people, but. I am like so pissed off to seeing all these people like hating on it, hating on Michelle Yeoh, hating. I was just
Jamie
like,
Lee
what?
Curtis.
Yeah, what happened? Like, you guys were all so excited. Jamie Lee Curtis, I know she won and people were upset that she took it from Angela Bassett, but she was the biggest cheerleader for that movie and support and uplifted her fellow actors. I hate seeing people just be so. Like I'm like, oh, what happened? Because that was like the darling A24. Everybody was so excited, and now
You
it's
all loved that 3 years ago. You know you did.
It's like what the hell? Yeah, it's
I
really
agree.
annoying to see.
It is
Yeah.
annoying. Which, talking about Jamie Lee Curtis, did I ever tell you guys I saw Ella McKay?
Oh,
Oh, no.
did you? Why didn't you pose next to the poster?
I didn't go to the theater to see it. I saw it. I had screeners for
Well, can you still pose and post that, please?
Yeah, can you go to the garbage of your local movie
Yes.
theater, find the standee, and
Yes.
pose next to it?
Yes.
It is not a good movie, guys.
I'm dying to see it because for all the
It should
reasons we
still
talked
be
about.
active in your Critics' Choice
Go ahead.
portal.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not
Tell
in
them.
Critics' Choice. It's in the Disney
Well,
portal.
Disney via Critics' Choice.
Okay. It's bad. It's
What
really
state
bad.
do you think she's governor of?
It's
What?
Rhode Island. It's 100% Rhode Island. In fact, it's filmed in Rhode Island. I have my company has an office in Rhode Island. I have been there many times. The Capitol building that she works in as lieutenant governor and then for 3 days governor, is the Capitol building of Rhode Island, which was also used as a stand-in for the old 1940s Superman show because it looks like the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Like, it's Rhode Island. Why they couldn't put a single line of dialogue when Jamie Lee Curtis says, Jalal told me to watch for this, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And then when it happens, it's like the oddest thing where Jamie Lee Curtis has a line of dialogue that says, you're about to be the governor of the state in which you were born. I'm like, why the fuck can't you say Rhode Island?
I just assumed it was the same state where the Simpsons live.
I know, because it is James L. Brooks, right? You need to go to Rhode Island and you need to take a picture of yourself outside of the state house. Yes.
It's a mess. It's a hot, stinking mess. It
That's too bad. But
is it
I thought,
bad that that makes me want to see it more?
yeah, it makes me.
Oh, you
What
should
else?
absolutely see it.
How
100%.
you know? How you know the last one he did with Reese Witherspoon, Paul Rudd, and
Oh,
that was a mess. That was
that
a mess.
was when I used to go, when I used to make me, Megan, and our friends, Tim and Lindsay, for our birthday when we did the movie Spectacular or Extravaganza, that start we knew how bad the reviews were, and I still made everyone get up and go to a 10 a.m. showing of that movie. And yes, it
What
was
we
bad.
did, I don't even remember it. I just remember being it
I
so
think you may have
slow.
skipped it.
I remember seeing it though, and I hated it
Oh, it was bad. I do
because I was
remember
like
at one
so
point
excited to
Lindsay
see
leans over to
it.
me and she's like, is this gonna be what all of the movies are like? And I was like, I
So.
don't know, maybe.
All right. Reeling this back in.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I brought us on this tangent. Let's see. Let's just go through a couple of the major. Actually, let's do a speed round and just we're not going to explain why. Let's just say what we're thinking right now across all 24
Oh, fuck.
categories and say,
Are there
what do you
like
think the winner
what we're thinking? Joey's gay. I'm just kidding.
I love a speed round. What show is that
I'm
from?
on speed right now.
Friends,
I'm like,
friends,
yes.
friends. I am really good at speed rounds. Doesn't she say something like that too?
He's a transponster.
Yeah.
That's my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Best picture. I think we've kind of already talked about this, but go.
One battle after
One
another.
battle after another.
Sinners. Actor.
Oh, what Wagner Mora.
I'm going with Wagner Moura too.
Chalamet. Actor in a
Enemy.
supporting role.
Delroy Lindo.
Skarsgård.
Skarsgård. Actress in a leading role.
Jesse Buckley.
Jesse Buckley.
Buckley.
Yeah.
All right. Bonus question. Who's the spoiler?
Of actress?
Yes.
I don't think it's Rose. I
No.
think.
Go, Joey.
Oh, Rose. Yes.
No, it's not. You're wrong. Megan, who do you think it is?
I'm trying to think who else is in that category, and I can't remember right now. It's not Kate. Not Kate
Rose
Hudson.
Byrne, Kate Hudson, Renata Rensva, and Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, maybe. I don't know.
It's Kate Hudson. You're both wrong.
Really? You think
I think
so?
if she gets in, I mean, she's going to campaign her ass off. I think she's actress in a supporting role.
Teyonah
Anna
Taylor.
Taylor.
Teyonah Taylor. Animated feature film.
K-pop.
K-pop, yeah.
K-pop Demon Hunters. Animated short film.
Oh, gracious. Animated short film, animated short film, animated short film. It's going to be Retirement Plan.
That's what I thought too.
I'm going to say Butterfly. Casting.
Sinners.
Sinners.
Sinners. Cinematography.
I'm
Sinners.
with Train Dreams.
Sinners.
You know?
Costume design.
Frankenstein.
Oh, Hamnet.
Frankie. Directing.
Paul Thomas
Paul
Anderson.
Thomas Anderson.
PTA. Doc.
Oh, The Perfect Neighbor.
Perfect Neighbor. Doc Short.
All the Empty Rooms.
Yes, that one.
That's the one about the kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Editing.
I'm gonna say one battle after another.
Yeah, I am too.
I think that's where I am. Although I wonder if like F1 could spoil.
Yeah.
International feature film.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, sentimental value.
Sentimental value. Live action short. Two people exchanging saliva.
Yes.
Makeup and hair.
Yeah.
Frank.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
Music score.
Sinners.
Sinners. Sinners. Song.
Golden.
K-pop. That song is so bad. I have
I
finally
love
heard it on the
that song.
radio
Oh,
and
you
it
don't
is
like it?
terrible.
I
I
love that
hate
song. It
that
makes me
song.
so happy.
All right, production design.
Frankenstein?
I'm going to say Mighty Supreme.
I'm going to go with Frankenstein. Sound.
Sinners. That's F1.
Yeah,
Oh,
F1.
F1. F1. What are we talking
VFX.
about? Avatar.
The fire people of Avatar.
Do you think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Writing, adapted screenplay.
One battle after another.
Yes.
One battle. Writing, original screenplay.
Dennis. Yeah.
Sinners. All right, very
It's
good.
Dennis.
We'll see how much of those change as we go through the guild season with the
Yeah,
actors coming up and PGA and DGA. We still got a lot of time between now and
I
March
know.
15th.
Remember when Coda was nominated? It was it had like what, three nominations, four nominations, and it
And
won.
won all of them.
That's crazy. So wait, it won
I think it won everything it was
picture,
nominated for. Hold on, I'm
best
checking.
supporting actor,
Film and
original screen or adapted screenplay.
did it win a screenplay? Accolades. Hold on, I'm almost
Sorry.
there.
Sorry, I brought this up. It's my
It
fault.
yes, it won. It was nominated for three and it won three. Picture, supporting actor, and adapted screenplay.
And that was what a weird year. I mean, I still love that movie. I still think it's a feel-good movie and something we
Because they
needed.
didn't
But,
like Power of the Dog.
well, I know. Well, it's
Yeah.
that was a
Anyway,
hard one. Those are hard ones.
the hard watch.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So we will be offering Oscar stories, Oscar content throughout the rest of the Oscar season. So make sure that you check back to the Contending for the latest. And make sure you check up on our predictions, not only ours, but the rest of Team Contending. You can find many links to it on the homepage. Megan, you recently saw a new film, now that we're not talking about Oscars. So why don't you tell us what you saw and what you thought?
I saw Sam Raimi's Send Help, which actually I want to call out. Janelle Riley said that she thinks Rachel McAdams should be in next year's awards consideration, which I agree because she's really great. But I went to see a critic screening and I had so much fun with this movie. I don't even want to talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But I think Rachel McAdams is incredible. Dylan O'Brien is really good. He's really had a good year. And I think it's just if you like Yellow Jackets, if you like Castaway, it's if it, there's just a lot of fun
Those are
elements
two
in it.
very different movies, Michael.
Right, I know. And I just love this weird dynamic between a 40-something woman and a 30-something, like her 30-something boss. It's just interesting. It's all fresh and different, and I like the script too, from well, I can't remember the name right now. I think it's hold on. Let me get this up. I gotta get this right. I think it's Swift and Shannon. Hold on. But I really liked this movie. Hold on. Screenwriters. Yes, Mark Swift and Damian Shannon. Yes. They really, it's a really fun script. And yeah, I think it's just a reason to go to the movies to see this. It's so much fun. So many reactions that I kept like saying, like, oh my God, I'm Rachel McAdams, which I've always wanted to be Rachel McAdams. But yeah, I really love this film. So go see it.
Nice. I'm very, very excited to see it as well. Excellent. So let's go on to the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Megan, why don't you go first?
Well, I hope everybody goes to see Send Help. I am excited for RuPaul's Drag Race. I caught up on the latest episode. And it's a really good season. I really don't know who the front runner is. They're all really fantastic, I think. What else? I still am trying to catch up on all these Oscar nominated films. I just watched The Alabama Solution, which was really good. Yeah, just trying to catch up on things. What is happening this weekend? Oh, I think I'm going to see Wicked actually in Pittsburgh this weekend. So I've never seen it before, and I am excited about that. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Joey?
See Wicked. I am seeing Les Mis, though. I'm seeing Les Mis, and then I'm seeing,
Are
like,
you
2 days
seeing it
later.
Saturday?
No, I'm seeing Les Mis on Friday.
Okay, I was gonna say it'd be cool if we were both at like a show at the same time.
Have you never seen a
More.
stage show?
I've seen it. Jason
Oh.
never has. I'm a little worried because it was an add-on show as part of our subscription, and Jason, for those who have never seen Jason is very tall and he's very broad. So anytime we go anywhere to any type of show, he has to sit on an aisle. And we bought tickets late, and it is not on an aisle. So I know I'm going to be sitting next to him and somebody who is equally broad-shouldered, and I'm going to be uncomfortable, and they're going to be singing about bread, and I'm going to be mad. And I'm hoping that's not what the experience is, but it's trying to not worry about that. So I'm seeing that on Friday. Then I'm seeing, we just saw a production of Come From Away here. I love that musical. It was so good. We're going back to see it on Sunday night. So we're going to see that. And then I just got screeners to the JFK Jr.
Oh, yeah.
love story show, but it's Ryan Murphy, so God only knows what it's going to be like.
I forgot to mention that I've been watching The Beauty and I'm into it. Continue though.
I'm a little on that show, so maybe I do want to watch that. But also I'm reading Tim Curry's memoir, Vagabond. I love him so much. So I'm only like 6 pages in, so we'll see.
Nice. I am very much enjoying this season of The Pit, which
Yeah.
is like, it just, there's absolutely zero dip in quality. They don't, like, they do add a new character, but it's not like a character that doesn't fit. It's just everything just feels very seamless. I'm a little bit worried about what they're doing with Cranston's daughter. And how many, like, I haven't seen the latest episode, but how many bad things are happening to her? And I'm really hoping not something terrible happens to her by the end of the season. But no, it's really, really good. There was one thing on the second episode. There was a scene where a construction individual comes, and he something had fallen on him, and he had massively dislocated his arm, and his bones were protruding from his and he. And they had to pop it back in place, and I was like,
Nope.
it was
Can't.
so gross.
I love that you're saying that you don't feel like it's dipped in quality because I was reading a lot on Twitter about people bitching about The Pit and it's pissing me off because I
There
think
are
it.
some people who will never be there was there are
No, but
some
they'll never be
people
satisfied.
that will never
Yeah.
be satisfied. I haven't started the new season yet, mainly also
It's so
because
good. It's amazing.
Jason is finally catching back up. We're only like halfway through the first season. And every single time that he sees another, it's almost like a game show. Jason's like, oh, I bet it's this. And then like they say what like the ailment is, and he literally turns and he goes, got it right. I was like, you're not winning money. Stop it.
It's
Stop it.
really, really good. And I think
Yeah.
those people that are saying it's terrible are
They're
probably
haters.
no, they're Severance lovers.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I don't even think that. I think it's
No.
just people who are like, I can't let, oh, it's winning things. I can't let that happen. We've got to put it down a little bit. Which
Makes me sad.
I don't know if somebody else said this, but my dad said this. This is the fastest 50 minutes on television.
It is. It
Yes.
100%
And I don't know if
is.
I feel like he and somebody else also said that online. And I'm like, first of all, Dad, are you online? But it's so true though, because it's like when it ends, I'm always like, oh, that's it. Like,
Yeah,
oh wow,
because
okay,
it just
that happened.
stops.
Yeah, and I love that about it.
But anybody that says it's decreased in quality is absolutely wrong. It is so consistent with what it did last year. And I know because I just watched last year, like
Well, I
six
know
months ago.
they're saying some things are preachy. Like, there's a scene in the new episode where it's just three dads talking, and it's Langdon talking to this one dad who his son gets two like marbles stuck up his nose or something, or beads. And then the other one, who's a new dad, or who's I think he's either a new dad, yeah, he's just had a baby or something. It's the three of them talking, and like Langdon is saying, like, kind of giving parent like a book that he was reading and talking about it. And I think people were like, that was too preachy. But I actually thought it was a nice little moment. It's rare that you see three dads on television talking about parenting and it not being some sort of like Eddie Murphy-esque, like everything's in chaos, I can't do this type of thing. So I thought it was a kind of a sweet moment. But apparently some people were saying that it's getting too
Haters gonna
preachy.
hate.
Yeah. To quote James, right?
If there's anyone who listens to us and for some reason doubts, well, I don't know why you would listen to three liberal goblins if you're a Republican, but I gotta say,
You call us goblins?
yeah, I call people that are really liberal goblins. So I'm sorry, you're a little.
I'm not a goblin, but
You're a
continue.
pretty goblin? I don't know.
Goblet. I'm a goblet.
Oh, a goblin.
Never mind.
Is that better?
Continue, Joey.
I think that anybody who sort of like pushes back on any kind of like, oh, this is too like this, it's too that. I'm like, I'll let you know. I mean, I've been around doctors in various. All Jason's friends are who are all doctors. They're all different types of doctors. They will tell you to your face, you're like, no, you're being really fucking dumb. Like, let me tell you why. Like, people didn't go into that much financial debt just to preach something wrong to you. So,
Right.
horse.
Also, I just found out that Shrinking comes back this week, season three, and I assume we have screeners for that, so I will
Yeah.
be watching that at some point.
I'm locked out of my Apple account again. I can't get
Oh,
back in.
well, I'm sorry.
That was the saddest little oh.
I actually went into my Apple account the other day to try to see if we'd gotten Studio Season 2 screeners because I assumed that it would be coming out this spring, but they just started filming it last week.
Yeah.
We still I still don't
It's
have
like,
Pluribus. I don't have Pluribus in my Apple
do you
portal.
remember when they wouldn't give us Severance Season 2 because like it had to be like an exclusive thing, like you had to ask
Yeah, that
for
was
it?
Ben Stiller's fault.
They did the same thing with Pluribus.
Yeah. So that's Breaking Bad's
Gilligan.
fault. Yeah.
Gilligan. Vince Gilligan.
I'll just call him Breaking Bad, like we called Finn Wolfhard Stranger Things when we saw him at TIFF.
Yeah, and he hurt us.
Did he? I don't know if he heard
Yeah,
us.
he turned his head.
He hosted Saturday Night Live while I was in Florida. Yeah.
Oh.
That like Harry Potter heated wizardry thing was really funny.
That
Even though a
was
lot of people hated
so
it.
funny.
It
No, I
was
thought it
so
was
funny.
great. I thought it was great.
Oh, it did make me like kind of uncomfortable at the beginning. I was like, are these children? And then like as soon as I said it out loud, there was a voiceover. It's like, don't worry, everyone's 18. Like, all right.
That's really funny.
I do have to tell you very quickly before we go, when I went to Florida with my kids 2 weekends ago, we went to Epic Universe, which is the new Universal Studios theme park, which has five portals. One is like the universe is called Dark Universe. It's the classic Universal monsters like Dracula,
Yeah.
Frankenstein, Wolfman, Phantom of the Opera, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Then there's a Nintendo World, and then there's How to Train Your Dragon World, and there's Celestial World, which is kind of a generic thing. And then there's the Harry Potter world, which is all decked out in France. And I guess the Ministry of Magic is in Paris. I did not know this. I thought this was just a world dedicated to fantastic beasts, but apparently that the main ride there is the Ministry of Magic. You walk into this building, the line is never shorter that day that we were there. It was never shorter than 300 minutes. That is 5 hours to stand in line to ride a 3 minute ride, which I did not do. I convinced the kids to go to a single rider line. But you walk through the portal and you walk into the Ministry of Magic. And when I say the Ministry, you walk into the Ministry of Magic. This is a fully to scale sized room. It is absolutely gorgeous. There's this green tile from floor to ceiling. There's these little the flues are all there along the wall. There's this giant poster of oh, what's her name from
Umbridge.
Phoenix? What's that?
Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah,
I hate myself.
Umbridge's trial. So we got through all this. Apparently, there's more rooms if you ride, if you wait in the regular line. Of course, we did not. We were in the single rider line. So we get in the single rider line, and then there's this group of four girls that must have been like dance competition girls. They were about 15, and they did this, you know, the hand clapping for 45 minutes. And the single rider line takes you down this hallway, and it's just a very generic kind of office space looking hallway. And if your temperature control was dependent on your proximity to the giant vent that was in the ceiling. So if you stood under the vent, you were freezing. If you stood 5 feet away from the vent, you were burning up. We waited in this line for about an hour and 15 minutes, and we eventually got closer to the ride. To get to the ride, you had to take these stairs. There's three flights of stairs and they're very narrow, and we were stuck on the stairs, and then the ride broke down and it started to get really, really hot, and the ride had broken down and I couldn't sit down on the stairs because it was very uncomfortable. So I had a panic attack and I told the
Oh
kids,
no.
we're going, we're leaving, we gotta get out, gotta get out. So we didn't ride the
Oh
ride.
my God.
But
Oh,
I
that
will say that
sucks.
the I will send you guys pictures of the main room, which was absolutely gorgeous, and you can go and look at it online, and there's all kinds of
Yeah. I
I'm
gotta
sad
say, you didn't get to ride
I
it.
know. I mean, you can, I'm sure somebody's already recorded it and you can watch it on YouTube. And maybe you can like sit by a fan so you can feel the rush of the wind of being on a ride. I used to actually the Wizarding World section of Universal, the attention to detail there is fucking insane. Stuart Craig, who did the production design of all the Harry Potter movies, I think worked on the park. He just in this he never I used to be such a, you know, huge Harry Potter fan, and the production design of all those movies is bonkers, and he never won an Oscar for those movies. He literally created a world and he never won. He just died in the last couple of months. All right, I just sent you a picture of that of the main room. Yeah, it's the ride's not like,
Wow. Shit.
yeah, it's
That's
crazy.
cool.
Yes, there is a video of the ride, and it made my daughter kind of freak out because we had ridden the Monsters Unchained ride earlier in the day, which you've ridden the Harry Potter ride in the castle, right, Joey? So this
The
is
two
kind of the
backwards
same
MSI
thing where it's that little bench that they kind of like throw you around in and they kind of tilt it up. The ride broke down when we were up at the top of the ceiling and we were
now.
flipped backwards.
Nope.
She
Nope.
sounded like she was going to die. Like her voice was full of terror. I felt
Oh.
so bad for her, but it was only like 45 seconds to a minute. But yeah, so she looked at the ride video and she's like, I think it's one of those rides I want to leave. And I think it's just a like an elevator cart that just kind of scoots
Yeah.
around between different screens, kind of like the Green Guts ride. Anyway, I'm nerding out on Universal theme parks, but we had a great time. Wrapping my flash forward, also I'm reading two books. I'm still reading Inferno by Dan Brown, or listening to the audiobook, and I have picked up The Handmaid's Secret, the sequel to The Handmaid, Not The Handmaid's Tale. The Handmaid, which is soon to
Oh.
be a film starring Sydney Sweeney.
I've seen
I
that
guess
movie.
the
I
secret.
guess the fact that Amanda Seyfried's not in it tells me what happens to her in it.
Oh, I don't know anything
No.
yet. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know anything either.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's different characters. She doesn't die.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
So
Okay,
it
good.
just moves on to
Okay.
another house.
It's really good. It's good so far. It's not as addictive as the first book I read in like 3 days. This one's taken me a little bit longer to get through there, but
So,
it's
like,
still good.
she's just gonna be vaguely sexual in another house.
She's going to
Yes.
jail because she hung her bras on the Hollywood sign, so.
She
I heard that
did.
that was all stunt, like
Is it a
staged or
stunt?
something. Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
read that.
now they should arrest her for Christie.
I actually didn't know that you couldn't go to the Hollywood sign, that it was illegal to go there.
Like actually up to the sign.
Yeah, because it's like
Yeah.
it's triggered, it's alarmed and stuff like that. I didn't know that. But anyway, I guess that
I thought
makes
you meant
sense.
emotionally triggered.
Who are you, the girl that from Ryan Murphy's show that jumped off and died?
Oh no. Oh God.
All
She's like,
right.
there's too many people. I'm triggered. Go away.
All right. So does that cover it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We are the 3 M's, me, Clarence Moy, Megan McLaughlin, and Joey Moser, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube. Click like and subscribe, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.